The Turning by Alan Seal. New Year's Day, 2022. It's a new day. Something has shifted and I am profoundly grateful. There's a smile in my chest that I have known before, yet in this moment I can't remember when. Such incredible inner joy. I feel like someone or something turned up the rheostat of my being. Can this really be? I felt the shift coming over the last few days, yet I woke up this morning absolutely beaming. Is this real? I know enough about how the world works to recognize that nothing has gone away, nor is something else suddenly here for the first time. It's just that my position has changed relative to life. At the same time, it's just doing what it does. It's just continuing to unfold in its process, in its evolutionary flow, and so am I. Maybe that's what is so strangely beautiful about it all. I had to go through what I had to go through. I couldn't avoid it. I couldn't get around it. I had to go through it. And it was messy and really uncomfortable. And sometimes I wondered if I was losing it, losing my grip on reality, or falling into despair and wondering if this was what life was going to be like going forward. That feeling like you're never going to get out of where you are. Time stops. Liminal space takes over, and there you are. And then comes the turning. That moment when the fog is suddenly lifted, and you can see clearly, and the weight in your chest is gone, and you feel like you're alive again. I say that moment, yet it's not necessarily so literal as a specific moment. It's a broader moment in time. A moment that is its own liminal space. A moment in which time stopped and you don't know for how long. Yet it was long enough for a metamorphosis to happen. A metamorphosis of your being and how you looked at the world, how you engaged with life. A metamorphosis in your presence. It feels like a paradox to say that nothing has changed and everything has changed. Both are real. Nothing has changed in that life just keeps unfolding. It keeps moving forward in its own process. It was going in that direction anyway. Yet something shifted in my perspective and in my understanding of who I am and what life is and who I choose to be within that greater unfolding, and that changed everything. In those moments when I acknowledge that there's a greater intelligence at work, something so much bigger than me or what I can comprehend, and when I choose to trust that intelligence to guide me and show me each next step, well, then a turning becomes more possible. The turning itself comes in its own time. It somehow can't happen until I have gone through what I had to go through. There aren't any shortcuts. There just aren't, believe me. I looked everywhere for them, but they aren't there. I'm in my own gestation process, the gestation of life. It takes as long as it takes. And so are you. So are we all. What I keep learning over and over again is that it's a lifelong process. Maybe even a many lifetimes process. I can't be sure of that yet. My greater knowing says yes. We can only be where we are. We can't be someplace else in our process other than where we are right now. Yet the moment comes when we are ready in the whole of our being to be someplace else, to shift our perspective or our position relative to life. And then the turning happens. It's a new day. Something has shifted, and I am profoundly grateful. I don't yet know if it's permanent. It's for now. Yet somehow I sense that this is a really important turning, the kind of turning that I've experienced a few times in my life, those before and after moments that stay with you forever. Only time will tell. For today, I'm grateful for the turning. Something has shifted. I must take very good care of that.